Track 15. Listen to a lecture given in a sociology class. Now, oftentimes when we think of the internet, we think of it as the ultimate expression of free speech. There is no regulation of content on the internet. People and organizations can put anything they want on the web. Also, the internet allows access to a huge amount of information. You can find almost anything you want there. But social scientists have argued that the internet is actually responsible for a new type of censorship. In most cases, censorship involves a suppression of ideas, but the internet censors material in a different way. According to these sociologists, the censorship found on the internet is subtle, but just as bad as any form of censorship. Basically, the internet censors viewpoints by having too much information. That's right. Because the internet contains information from companies, organizations, individuals, and even the government, any one viewpoint or idea can easily be buried under the tide, meaning that no one is exposed to it. Another way the internet increases censorship is that because it is so vast, information becomes harder to find. Popular search engines direct users to the most popular websites, and very seldom do people take the time to look at any more than the first two or three sites listed. Thus, these search engines are practicing an electronic form of censorship. Unpopular ideas are hidden and inaccessible to the average user.